Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
How do you know if you're ready for a relationship? Very, very important question to ask yourself. Very few people are brave enough to actually sit and be honest with themselves and say, maybe I'm not ready for a relationship. I think I need to take at least between a year and 3 years just working on myself and healing and maturing, you know? The first place where we can start, which is the most obvious, is the fact that age matters. How old you are, it can be a very good indicator or determiner of whether you even should be in a relationship or not. For me personally, I think now I'm talking about me, what I will encourage in my own household as far as my kids are concerned. I wouldn't encourage my kid who is anywhere younger than 16 to even consider a relationship. This doesn't mean that I'm going to be this strict parent who, you know, invades or anything like that. But that is my heart's desire, for my child to not even consider before they are the age of 16. And it will differ for every parent. So I'm not trying to come here with a metric or a measuring stick to say that this is what every parent should do, because it is very subjective. I've heard some scholars say that Mary was 14 when she was pregnant with Jesus. And I don't know what that means. I don't really know what that means and how to interpret that. And I know that there are many cultures that find such acceptable. And I'm not talking about situations where young girls are forced into those circumstances, because this also, there are young boys as well at that age who do get married in certain cultures. And the argument for me and the questioning for me, the line of questioning is, are you old enough to even understand what it means to be responsible for another individual's heart, their happiness, their soul, for you to make commitments and promises to someone, not even knowing what those commitments and promises will mean in the next 6 months, let alone in the next 10 years. And I find relationships to be too important and to be too knit, you know, too intimate to just treat casually, which is what I believe a lot of parents who let their 12, 13 and 14 year olds date. I think the perception is that this is, they're just casually dating. They're having fun. Their kids leave them. And of course, if they're kids that are the same age, I can completely understand that. But at the same time, I think for me, thinking back to when I was a 12 year old, there are so many things I could have invested my time in. And I think this is the part that's very important. When you're young, you don't realize how much you're sold the idea of being in a relationship, right? You're made to feel as though if you don't have a partner, then you are not part of, you're not interesting. You're just, there's nothing that any one of your friends, there's not much that you and your friends can talk about. Because when we're young, those are the things that we want to talk about, right? And then when you're finally in the relationship, here's a very important question that I've started loving asking myself, right? Would you run if there was no one chasing you? The person chasing you, the hypothetical person chasing you, is referring to pressure. Who is putting pressure on you in order for you to, that makes you want to do the thing, right? Makes you want to get married, makes you want to date someone, makes you want to be in a relationship. That's a very good question to start asking yourself. Like, are you wanting to be in a relationship because there's someone putting pressure on you? And if that's the case, if family is saying, when are you getting married? If your friends are all starting to get into relationships and you're starting to think, I should do it because then I'll be the only one left, then I would say you're not ready for a relationship. Then you should just pause, take your time, just process and understand you, because the feeling, here's the thing, right? Emotions are not enough for making decisions. Emotions should be what you refer to last. You should consult with your emotions last. The first thing you should consult with is your mind, your logic, right? Your logic. Seek counsel from other people who think logically, rather than trying to refer to how you feel at the moment. Emotions are very fickle. They base nothing on fact. That's another piece of advice I would love to give you. Like, don't make your emotions your first point of consultation when trying to figure out whether you're ready and mature enough for a relationship. So we've spoken of age. Now I think it's time to get to a place of maturity, whether you are mature enough. This is another very subjective metric, right? No one can really say that for a person to be in a relationship, they need to be this mature. And here's another thing that I truly believe in. Just because you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean that your growth will stop. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense to put a certain measurement to say when you've reached this level of maturity, then you can date, then you can seek someone to be in an intimate relationship with and pursue marriage with. For me, it doesn't make any sense, because at the same time, I do acknowledge and understand that the person you're with should be someone who will help you and encourage you to grow, to mature spiritually, physically, to be fit, and also just in terms of your soul, how you manage your emotions and your thoughts, how you process things. If you're not with people, just friends, let alone an intimate relationship, who are encouraging you to grow holistically at any point in time, then you shouldn't be with them. You absolutely shouldn't be with them. So, as far as maturity goes, I think there's a lot more subjectivity than there is when we're talking about age. Now let's talk about the other things, all the other things, right? How did you grow up? And have you dealt with the way that you've grown up? I remember hearing a story about a person who grew up in a household where they did something specific every night. Where whenever it was 9 o'clock, either 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., they went to bed, right? Actually, I'm saying it wrong. Here's what actually happened. Whenever their parents woke up, regardless of what time it was, the kids in the household had to wake up, because that was the law and order in the home. And they did that for so many years that this person never stopped to consider that I don't have to wake up when the other person I live with wakes up. So when they got married, whenever their husband woke up, they also woke up and sat up with their husband, regardless of what he was doing. As long as he was up, she wanted to stay up, and she was very sleepy. But she didn't stop to think, where did I pick this habit up? But it was because she thought that was normal. She thought that's what a normal household does. When the person of authority wakes up, or when someone else wakes up, you have to wake up and sit with them. She thought that was normal behavior, normal practice. Now, I say that to make this point. What are the things that when you were growing up were normalized to you, and you've never given yourself time to consider whether you should still even be thinking that way, and whether you should be taking that into your relationship? So what I'm saying to you is, take the time and take the moment to ask yourself, what are the things that you did back at home that might not benefit the whatever relationship you go into? It's terrible for us to have the mentality that those things will be exposed once I get in a relationship. And then if this relationship doesn't work out because of those things, then I'll fix them. I really think that's a terrible way of thinking, and none of us should think that way. No one should pay the price of what you went through, right? No one should pay a price of dating you only so that you can use them as a stepping stone and as a learning curve for your next relationship. I think that is utterly, utterly unfair. There's so many things to think about, right? And I think one of the most obvious and most important is, consider your traumas. A lot of us are very much aware of our traumas. We're aware of how we were beat when we were young. We're aware of how we were so afraid of either mom or dad. Those things can have an impact in the relationships we step into. Many of us are very much aware, especially the older you get and you reach a point of self-awareness. You become very aware of certain things that you went through and how they're affecting you. Was your father or mother absent? Were you abused? Were you singled out as the one who is always wrong? Or were you given too much responsibility? And as a result, you are very prone or very susceptible to being used by someone in a relationship. So all of those are things that you should consider. Now, I'm not saying don't get into a relationship until you've solved all your problems. Because another thing I want to stress is you'll never reach a point where you've solved all your problems and now it's good times. You can jump into whatever relationship. You'll never reach that point. So that's why I'm saying that there's no point. You know, we can't use a measuring stick to say, you know, like we do on a roller coaster ride, only people this high from this height upwards can get in this roller coaster ride. No one can measure a maturity. No one can. And no one can measure healing. Like what, at what point has a person done enough healing, enough for them to step into a relationship? These are just things that you're going to have to become the person to measure yourself. If you're a person who doesn't, you know, I know there are people like this and I know that there are many. Some people just don't know how to not be in a relationship. It's sad for me to say this, but I know it to be true. Like whenever they're not in a relationship, whenever they meet someone who's not in a relationship, they say, how are you? How do you not have a boyfriend? Or how do you not have a girlfriend? Like how? Like and that's another thing which I truly believe those types of pressures need to stop. Like putting people under pressure to get in a relationship is a very uncool thing unless they've stated that it's their desire and they would like some encouragement and they would like some ideas on how they can pursue a partner in a safe manner and a good, responsible, loving partner that they can actually be with, or respecting partner that they can be with. So those are things to very much consider. So I want to do just a very, very quick recap on those things, because those, all the things I've pointed out will mean something different depending on who you are and depending on where you're at in life. I personally don't think that not having a job is a good enough reason to not be in a relationship. If you can't be in a relationship with someone who's willing to walk with you through that rough time, if you can't find someone who's willing to walk with you through that rough patch of not being having a job, then I don't know if you should be with them, right? That's just me. I don't know if that's a standard that you've set. So that's why I don't think you need to have finished all your studies to be in a relationship with someone. And I know that there are some pastors and there are some fathers and parents who and guardians who put those standards on people and say, you need to have finished this, then you can be in a relationship. And that's why you get a lot of both young girls and guys ending up being in secret relationships, because there's a standard put. And those standards sometimes are very unhealthy. So those are things that you need to personally process and come up with your own standards. Like come up with your own this high, your measuring stick. Like at what point will you feel, you know, if you feel like you need to be with someone, I think you need to calm down. Take a moment and just reflect. Learn to appreciate your own company. Learn to fill your own cup. Because that's another thing that we're not often taught by, you know, media. Social media often won't teach you this, that a relationship is not a place where you go to with a half-filled cup and expect the rest of it to be filled by someone else. That's not what relationships are. A relationship is two complete individuals who can exist perfectly well without each other in terms of like their inner filling, right? They can exist perfectly well and be functional beings separate from each other. Obviously, you'll be interdependent with other people. But once you meet this person, it doesn't mean that now they need, their job is to fill your cup and your job is to fill theirs. Your job, both your job is to enjoy each other in your fullness, I believe, right? I believe your job is to enjoy each other. And obviously there will be moments when this one needs something and this one needs something, but that's not your primary purpose for being in that relationship. So be very careful about being the person who fills another person's cup, because there are some people who find a lot of fulfillment from that, being the person who's always needed. And then there are those who are the person who is needed. And I know a few, sadly. A person that you can see that if you were to get in a relationship with someone, what would you have to offer them? Because there's so much that you're not capable of doing on your own. right? You're not a functional human being. You're not able to get up and get something done. If we leave you in a household for a week by yourself, when we come back, it'll be a pigsty. You would have not thought to yourself, let me get this done. Let me get that done. Let me make sure this is done. Not because you're doing it for us who left you in that household, but because you understand that this is what a normal adult functioning human being needs to do, right? Needs to get done. I feel like those are the main and most important things that you should consider.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.